This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, welcome to Beyond the Data, a podcast that gets to the heart of our monthly public health grand rounds and goes beyond the data to give you scientifically accurate, up-to-date, actionable information from CDC and our partners.
I'm your host, Dr. Tanya Telfair LeBlanc, and with me today is Dr. Amanda Cohn. Amanda is Chief Medical Officer in the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. We've heard a lot about measles lately in the news. Tell us, what's causing these outbreaks?
Thanks for having me, Tanya. 2019 was an unprecedented year for measles in the U.S. and throughout the globe. The World Health Organization reported that measles cases tripled throughout the world in 2019. The measles outbreaks in the United States began with unvaccinated travelers who had traveled internationally. Measles is a highly contagious virus, and if one person has it, 9 out of 10 people around that person will get it if they're unprotected. While the vaccination rate for measles remains high in the U.S., pockets of under-vaccinated communities are at risk for measles outbreaks.
What is driving under-vaccination in some communities?
Each community is unique, but we find that in some isolated or close-knit communities, there's a distrust of public authorities or a spread of localized misinformation about vaccines. Sometimes it's poor access to vaccines. Parents have multiple competing priorities, and a parent may want to get their child vaccinated, but aren't able to get them to the healthcare provider.
Tell us more about the spread of myths and misinformation, not only in these communities, but across social media sites.
Myths and misinformation have always been part of the vaccine landscape, but rapid spread of this misinformation through internet, social media, or talk radio presents some new challenges to the success of vaccination programs. Science shows that vaccines are very safe and effective, and making sure parents have access to accurate information about vaccines is critical.
How is CDC combating the spread of misinformation, and what are some of the lessons public health officials have learned?
We learned a lot from the recent measles outbreaks. First, we must protect communities by using tools available to find these under-vaccinated pockets and use tailored, targeted approaches to communicate accurate information about vaccines. We must also empower families and ensure parents are confident in their decisions to vaccinate by helping to strengthen the parent-provider vaccine conversation. Lastly, as we learned from the New York outbreaks, using local partners and trusted messengers can help contain the spread of misinformation and educate communities about vaccines. Parents and healthcare providers can get accurate and clear information about vaccines at www.cdc.gov/vaccines.
For more information on this topic, please watch this month's Public Health Grand Rounds on Measles Outbreaks and Strengthening Vaccination Confidence. We'd like to close our segment with CDC's numbers game. What's your number, Amanda?
99. Nearly 99% of U.S. children have received a vaccine by the time they're 2 years old. Vaccine coverage remains high in the U.S., but we must stay vigilant to ensure every community has children getting vaccinated on time to prevent measles outbreaks.
And that's good news for American families. That's our time for today. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Data. Please join us next time. Be sure to visit the Public Health Grand Rounds website at cdc.gov/grand-rounds and sign up for our mailing list. If you have questions, please email us at grandrounds@cdc.gov.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.